Welcome back to part two of my interview with Kelly Mays, entrepreneur and rapper. She owns an event production and promotion agency in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, called Nocturnal. Nocturnal uses guerrilla marketing and social media to develop non-traditional marketing campaigns for their clients. Thanks for joining us.
Nocturnal is a woman-owned and operated business, just like Business Know How. How important is all that female energy to the success of your business?
Well, I mean, it's a beautiful thing. I it's been since Nocturnal started. It's been almost 6 years now that we've been building the business, and it has primarily been all females. And there's challenges that come with that. And when I first started it, I really had this spiritual sensibility and had learned a lot about, ancient wisdom and prophecies and various things that were sort of pointing to the idea that when women, finally work together and love one another and trust one another and, start putting their heads together, if you will, that the world will begin to transform. And I really believed that, and I really took that seriously. And so that's what the business was based upon. And it was based upon the idea that, we create our reality, and that every woman who was involved in it would have a dream, and that we would work to fulfill each individual dream and the collective dream, as well. So it's really, now looking back at what's happened over the last 6 years, it really is happening. And, I recognize now that part of what those ancient prophecies and things like that we're talking about was also just the idea of feminine within all people, that men and women have feminine and masculine energy. And I learned that through working with women, that there are some women, including myself, that at times maybe are more masculine. I mean, that's our society has really, focused on that particular type of energy. And so, it's all about finding a balance. And I recognize now, particularly in working much closer with men and involving a lot of men in our business, that, it's not to the exclusion of men. And I've sort of changed my viewpoint in being that, we can only, it's got to be all females. If the right guy came along and wanted to become a partner and, jived with everyone in my business, I wouldn't be against it. It's just important to me to create that opportunity for women, and particularly young women. We have a lot of young women that we've worked with over the years through our internship program and street teams, and that's been a really awesome part of our business, is just being able to work with them, share with them some of these ideas and concepts, and give them an opportunity to learn more about something that they really care about. So it's been pretty awesome being around a bunch of girls. And not to mention my two primary people that I work with are also like sisters and best friends. So, it's like the ownership of the company is like, it's like a marriage. they're much more than just people that, I work with. So that's pretty awesome too.
You mentioned the street team. Can you talk about what they do for you, for your company?
Yeah, we do. My company primarily, we say that we're an events and promotions company, and that we specialize in guerrilla marketing. And so for events, our own and others, or for initiatives, for example, or, various, we've even done some political campaigns, nothing crazy, but, we have a team that we will hire to go out and promote the event or promote the project or promote the idea or the initiative. And they are essentially a representation of us. They're trained on whatever it is that we're promoting at the time. And then therefore they're a representation of also the business that they're speaking for or the event that they're speaking for. And we think of them as like memory makers, because with today's world, and we're just so bombarded by so many different sorts of advertising in our faces, on our computers and on television and all that kind of stuff, that, these are real live people, talking to someone about whatever it may be. And sometimes, people don't really want to stop and listen, but, at the very least, we hand them a flyer that tells them more information, and then they've got that piece of material to take home with them and hopefully read at a later date. So that's a very big part of our business. It's not necessarily incredibly profitable, but it is something that we love because we get to work with young women and have a team and also help a lot of organizations that can't necessarily maybe afford to, place a big television ad or, newspaper ad or whatever. So it's definitely a cool part of our work.
How important is social media in a business where, you, like you said, you're trying to help organizations that don't have a lot of money? Social media, a lot of it is free. Does that help in the promotion?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. We do some online work, Facebook, and, you know, that's definitely an incredible way to promote your business. And, yeah, it's great. It's free. So you're really just paying for our time and our energy to, you know, to do work on Facebook. And we also do search engine optimization so we can, you know, start blogs for people and do viral publicity to help you achieve top search results for whatever given keyword may be of interest to you. And we actually even partnered with, or we've been working with a company called Branding Brand, who's really cutting edge technology. They build mobile websites, and we're actually working to sell. We're working with a ton of different bigger corporations to try to sell that technology, and that mobile website, because basically it just mirrors your website. So we're very involved in all the techie stuff. We've also worked with some of the text messaging services and things like that. We like anything that's not traditional, although online is, I guess, becoming traditional in a way. You know, it wasn't when we started, so we still kind of think of it in that realm.
Are all your clients in the music field?
No. We are, our goal, you know, I'm kind of like the guinea pig in a way. You know, I mean, down the road, we really do hope to be able to have kind of cracked the code and figure out how all of this works and make it profitable and make it work, and then eventually, you know, be able to work with other artists in the future. So right now, we really, it's because, you know, it's expensive and it's hard to, you know, do the type of work that we're doing for a lot of different people. We're just sort of focusing on me trying to make the mistakes and figure out what works and figure out what doesn't, and then move forward. And the rest of our clients are, you know, everything from nonprofits to small businesses to large corporations. You know, we pretty much run the gamut as far as the type of clients that we have. We're a very diverse group, actually, which we enjoy. It's like never a dull moment.
I've read a lot of your press, and you're very big on giving back to your community.
Yeah, well, I would say on some level in the last year, I probably haven't gotten to do that nearly as much. But, you know, I work in, obviously, a lot of our work that we do at our business is nonprofit-oriented. And at every opportunity that we can, we promote events that, you know, that we're not paid for, but that are raising awareness or that are spreading a good message. That's really important to me because I know, you know, I've done a lot of charity events in my day. That was pretty much primarily how I started, was just working when I worked at the Pittsburgh City Paper. I did a lot of events. We were involved in a lot of events, and I also volunteered for a lot of events that were, you know, to raise money for anything from a disease to a community organization. And so I really recognized, you know, how hard it is to do that and how important it is to help and lend a hand. So, you know, we always try to support initiatives that can't necessarily afford us through our e-blast and whatnot. And we also do, in a lot of cases, try to make it so that, for example, if there is a nonprofit that's interested in working with us but they can't afford to pay us, that we actually do a lot of work for free in order to get sponsorship that will eventually pay us. And it's one of those, you know, we kind of just sort of take the risk that we may or may not actually be paid. But if it's something that we really believe in, you know, we want to make it happen. And, of course, we're incentivized to eventually, hopefully, get compensated on some level. And then, you know, I'm very, very, very involved in the spiritual community in Pittsburgh, which is full of activists and everything from, you know, doing meditations for the water to actual marches for various things and, you know, raising awareness for different things that are happening, such as, you know, the Marcellus Shale craze that's going on right now, just spreading the word about different things that need to be done to protect the water here. And so, you know, I just try to be aware of what's going on and do everything I can to help. And, you know, I'm very interested in involving young women specifically in the spiritual realm of the world. So I've been working for a couple of years to try to just get more and more women to work together in that regard. And it's definitely, you know, as I go about my, you know, I love also working with kids, and I've been mentoring one young man in particular, and it's really a great feeling when, you know, you can be around someone younger and you know, give them ideas or listen to them. I think that, you know, it's really something that you can, you know, receive a lot of benefit yourself as well. I think some people are scared, like, oh, I don't have time to do this X, Y, and Z, and, you know, at the end of the day, there's always time to help someone else. So definitely important.
With everything that you've got on your plate, it's amazing that you find the time. So you were working at the Pittsburgh City Paper. What made you decide to start your own business, and why promotion?
Well, I've always been, like, a very outgoing person. You know, despite being a bit insecure, it was something natural for me. Like I said, I was always performing. I was always in front of people, so I always felt comfortable talking to people I don't know, and that was a big part of my job there, was really, you know, being everywhere and being involved in everything and making sure that, you know, I knew as many people as possible and knew what was going on. And I worked a lot of the events. It used to be sort of like I was the city paper girl, you know. People would always, you know, see me out, and I was usually speaking in front of people or passing out flyers or letting people know about something that was happening. And so I just got really used to it, and I recognized that there was a lot of really talented other women who were doing the same thing. And, you know, I just kind of had this awakening in a way. You know, it was somewhat of a spiritual thing, and my father had actually passed away, and it was just, it kind of like dawned on me that, you know, I wasn't really cut out, let's say, for a normal job. You know, like the idea of like a regular, same schedule every day, none of that ever appealed to me. So I always kind of was interested in being an entrepreneur, and then I got, you know, I started learning about how the world works and why things are the way they are and how we really do create the world around us. And I just kind of was like, you know, I could start my own business, and I could, you know, work with a ton of amazing women and do amazing things and help the earth. And, you know, I just kind of was very ambitious at the time, and slowly, very, very slowly built the business. While I was still working at the paper, and there was just so much amazing things that I wanted to be involved in, that I was always, you know, working at night and working extra hours. And so I pretty, you know, at that time in my life, I really didn't have anything to worry about. So I just loved being around people and was able to use my free time to build a business. And eventually we got a big client just almost by accident. And that was, you know, the end of my full-time job. And I was able to just focus solely on Nocturnal.
So what's next for you?
Well, I, you know, I'm working hard to just really make sure that that Nocturnal is really solid foundationally and has, you know, we have a lot of amazing opportunities and a lot of great things going on. And, you know, I'm just trying to focus on being as supportive as I can to everyone. And, you know, I generally in my business, I kind of have like a bird's eye, you know, I'm sort of paying attention to everything. I'm involved in everything on some level, you know, and I'm trying to kind of pull away from that a little bit and, you know, kind of let my mind chatter just come down a few notches, and just trust everyone that I'm working with and really focus more on the music and really on that as a, you know, as my future, and that, you know, I will be primarily just focused on music. You know, I'll always be a part of Nocturnal, and everything that we're doing is not, you know, my music is Nocturnal. So, you know, it's not like I'm choosing one or the other or whatever, but it's definitely, you know, we want to see this work. I think everyone, you know, both of my partners really see that music is something that we all care about so much, and we want to see this work, and we want to see, you know, make it be possible that an independent artist can have a sustainable living. You know, so that's definitely what I'm out to prove. And also, you know, I'm, like I said, I'm very spiritually inclined. I believe this is bigger than me, and I think we're going through an evolutionary process in a lot of ways. And so, you know, I see myself as being very involved in that process as an artist.
Anything else you'd like to add?
If people are interested to find me, another simple way is just to Google female rapper. We've got a lot of press with those particular words, and we were able to come up first in the search results. So if you actually Google female rapper, you can find my website, which has all my videos and all sorts of other things that you can connect with me through.
Excellent. All right. Thank you, Kelly, for speaking to us today, and we wish you well.
Thank you, and I wish you well, too. Thank you, Kathy, so much. I really appreciate you and Janet taking an interest, and very cool. I'm very grateful.
And hopefully we'll get you a lot more fans.
Thank you. Thank you. And good luck with all that you're doing. It's really wonderful.
Thank you.
Girl power.
Thank you for joining us as we interviewed Kelly Mays. You can find her music at www.kellymays.com. That's K-E-L-L-E-E. M-A-I-Z-E. Thanks for joining us.